Start your day at the Torahway in Northwest London, Friday, 26th of Tishri, 21st of October. Rav Yitzchok Firstone and Shlita, Parsha theme. This week's Torahway was sponsored by Family Moss on the 13th Yahrzeit of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, Ben Nishmas Rav Yosef Ben Rav Avrom Zechron Lebracha, whose Yahrzeit was on Simchas Torah.
Starting at Parshas Bereishis, which is a very long Parsha. It spans over 1,000 years, Bereishis. Although Parshas Bereishis is hard to find something to, in a way, to talk about, because there's so much in Parshas Bereishis, the Shana is what to say and what not to say, and what is allowed to say. The Gemara himself says to be there to delve into Masa Bereishis is something which is a complicated issue to understand correctly exactly what's going on with Bereishis. I'm going to try to pick one little thing in Parashas Bereishis to talk about. The Torah says, Bereishis bore Elokim es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz. Says Rashi, a well-known Rashi. Bore Elokim v'lo nema bore Hashem. The first shem which is used in the Torah, Bereishis bore Elokim v'lo nema bore Hashem, is Elokim which is Midas Adin. Midas Adin, which is the Midah of exactitude, the middle of justice, the Baruch Hashem created the world with Midas Adin. Shebetchila, Sir Rashi says, "Psaloshin Shebetchila, Ola b'machshava levreisu b'Midas Adin." In the beginning, the Baruch Hashem had a machshava to create the world with Midas Adin. Ro shein olim eskayim, he saw the world doesn't have a kiyum. I can't stay like this with Midas Adin. Hikdim b'Midas Rachamim v'shotva b'Midas Adin. So the later pasuk we see the Rebbeinu Shleim was makdim midas harachamim, and the midas harachamim joined forces, partnered up with midas adin. Pirin diksiv, if you look later in the parasha in capital base pasuk dalet, the Torah says Eina told us Hashemayim v'aretz v'hiborom v'yoyim asayis Hashem elikim eretz v'shamayim. Just after Sheni, the Torah repeats again. Eina told us Hashemayim v'aretz v'yiborom v'yoyim asayis Hashem elikim eretz v'shamayim. The day when Hashem elikim created eretz v'shamayim. So there we find later on, after Sheni, Hashem elikim, not the Midas Adin elikim. We find the two Shemes together, Sai Hashem and Sai Hashem elikim, Midas Adin meshutav with Midas Arachmim. So, number one, we have to try and understand this Rashi, exactly what this means. Shebetchila olav machshava lebreisim Midas Adin. The beginning, the Rebbeinu Shlom had the machshava to create with Midas Adin, and then Rosh Sheina in the Meskayim, he saw the world can't be makum Midas Adin. V'shotva the Midas Arach, took the Midas Arachmim to join the Midas Adin. There's no such thing by the Rebbeinu Shlom of like to compare it to a human being. He has a first thought and then a second thought. The Rebbeinu Shlom is a kol yochel. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have to first think it through and then decide first Midas Adin. Then say, you know, maybe it won't work out. We'll try again Midas Arachmim. The Rebbeinu Shlom is no changing his mind. Whenever we forget, when we find, it seems to say in places the Rebbeinu Shlom changed his mind, but it means exactly the Rebbeinu Shlom was the role b'tchila, shechila olav b'machshava, and the role she'ina olim eskayim, but I understand exactly what this role she'ina olim eskayim means. So I'd like to talk a little bit about it, exactly what the tchila olav b'machshava is, the beginning the Rebbeinu Shlom thought Midas Adin, and then afterwards, role she'ina olim eskayim, and hikta midas harachmim v'shotva midas adin. So first of all, I found, as there's a Shlo HaKadosh about it, the Shlo HaKadosh discussed this point, exactly what the tchila olav b'machshava is, and afterwards, ro she'ein ha'olam miskayim. What the tchila was, and what the ro she'ein ha'olam miskayim is. So the Shlo HaKadosh states, that be'emes, where it says, mitchila and olav b'machshava, and then ro she'ein ha'olam miskayim, it doesn't mean like we think. There was a sort of a change of direction or a change of plan. Chas v'chalila. There's nothing as a change of plan. But there's two ahogas in the world. There is taka when it says, Ro, Shemetchila olav machshava lebreisa midas adin, doesn't literally mean Olam b'machshava. Ribbono Shel Olam wants a world to be created with Midas Adin, because be'emes, the tachlis of the world, and I'm sure it's many some speak about it the whole time, the tachlis of the world is the Ribbono Shel Olam is a meitiv. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to do good. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to create a world where he can do good to bruim in the world. And all too good to somebody if you keep giving without any any consequence, anything at all. It's easy to receive. Is a nama de kesufa. That means bread of a shame. Somebody where the whole time is getting presents from somebody. It's embarrassing. Somebody feels he deserves, and he deserves something when he works for it. It's a lot better than nama de kesufa. It's a lot better than getting something all for naught or something for nothing. You want to be able to get something when he deserves. But maybe when the Bnei Shem create a world, he wants to create a world where people in the world, the brewing in the world, they feel they deserve what they're getting. And that's the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria is a person should be in the world and receive something and receive, and I think he deserves what he receives. Mamela, Midas Adin is the best thing. A person, Midas Adin means, whatever you do, you deserve. What you don't do, you don't deserve. Midas Rachamim is the pshat that Ribbono Shel Olam goes along and what you don't deserve. He's Merachim. He gives something you don't deserve. So Midas Adin Be'emes is the real tachlis of the world would have been to create a situation where a person receives in the world, that does something good, receives a benefit, does something bad, receives a punishment, and so on and so forth. The whole world should go off as our gang. But Be'emes is not shy of that only for tzaddikim. Because a great tzaddik tak is as a bein in the yos, or somebody less than a tzaddikim for a shoyim, he won't be able to deserve everything he gets. It's a problem to create a world where you can meet out. Mamash Midas Adin alone. But the Ribbono Shel Olam had to be Meshatu for the Midas Adin, also Midas Rachamim, for the rest of the world. So Ribbono Shel Olam b'tchila olam b'machshava lebreis of Midas Adin was Ribbono Shel Olam to create a world for tzaddikim alone, for pure tzaddikim. There could have been a Midas Adin we find. Like the Brosman Dactic with tzaddikim, Kachut HaSara. The tzaddikim Meshayach, the Ribbono Shel Olam to create a situation where they get exactly what they deserve, what they don't deserve, they taka don't get, and they could have a kiyum hazeh. When it comes to Beinin and Mirashoyim, it's not Shaykh. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, B'tchil Olam Machshava, the Breis of Midas Adin, was taka, the Losh is in the workers there, but it's not a Kalash, it's Pshat. He said, B'tchil Olam Machshava, that still is around. For Tzadikim taka, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Olam Machshava, the Breis of Midas Adin, and that taka stays. When it comes to Rishoyim, or Beininim, the Ribbono Shel Olam needs the Midas Rachmim to be able to have a kiyum in the Olam. To keep them in the world, there has to be a Shitzuf of Midas Rachmim together with Midas Adin. But it's not a change of mind, it's a change of anhoga. Tzadikim taka and Midas Adin alone is enough. And it comes to Rishoyim and Beinim, then it's a Midas Rachmim together with a Midas Adin. As I said in Shlach, Kodesh Tabshat. We know that we said in Davening, the Asura Haruga Malchus. The Asura Haruga Malchus was a murder Keshver and Midas Adin. They killed 10 Greis of Tanoim. From Amish, they went to Shemayim, was a Gezeira. The Machir of Yosef state, Amirud Kishtak and Midas Adin, the Asor Haruge Malchus. When it comes to Asor Haruge Malchus, they came to Ribbono Shel Olam, they complained. Malachim said that to the Torah was a Sechor, Bakiva, the Greiser Bakiva, his boss was taken in the Kom of Masrikish of Basel. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Shtoik, Kach also the Machshava Lefonai. Quiet, this was also Machshava Lefonai. Shet Nishlah Kodesh is Kach also Machshava Lefonai. Is the machshav of the Midas Adin in Rashi. Now, as Rashi says, that Borash Metchila Olav Machshav Lebreisiv Midas Adin. The Ribbono Shel Olam Shesoik, when it comes to Tzaddikim, when it comes to Asorim Gemalchus, when it comes to the great Tanoim, by them, Kach also Machshav Lepon. This is the Midas Adin, which the world can have, they can have a key with this Midas Adin. They could still be, create, have a life, and do what they have to do in this world, and have Midas Adin together with them. That's the Machshav also Leponai. But for everybody else, there has to be Midas Rachamim, Hamashutzer put a Midas Adin. But the Tzaddikim Meshach Tava also Machshava Lefonai and Midas Adin. That's the Shsoikach also Machshava Lefonai. But for everybody else, there has to be a Midas Rachamim, Hamashutzer with a Midas Adin. So those are the two Bechinas. There's a Bechina of Tzaddikim and a Bechina of Beinim and Rishoyim. But Tzaddikim is also Machshava Lefonai. And that's the Bakiba Vechaveri of Asara Ruge Malchus. When it comes to Shah Amud Yerushalayim, or the rest of Klal Yisrael, the rest of the world, not Klal Yisrael, the rest of the world, there's a mid of Rachamim, which is Meshutzer with Midas Adin. He says, if you look at the two psukim, the first pasuk which is Midas Adin, and the next pasuk which is Midas Arachim together with Midas Adin, you see, it's a subtle change of lashon. In the first pasuk says, Bereishis Bore Lekim, Es HaShamayim, Ve Es HaOretz. So next Lekim is first Shamayim, and then Oretz. If you look in Kapitel Dalet, the pasuk, the next pasuk which is Midas Arachim together with Midas Adin, is the lashon of the pasuk is, Eile toldes Hashemayim behiborom, v'yoyim asoyis Hashem elikim eretz v'shamayim. So what comes first? Then the next pasuk, then the eretz comes first. First pasuk is Shamayim v'oretz, and the pasuk that comes to midas harachum together with midas hadin, then it says eretz first. What's the pshat? Why the change of lashon? Why first Shamayim? Why change and then oretz? So Mr. Racham HaKadosh says a different pshat, and according to his pshat, he's my grace a chiddush. The Racham HaKadosh wants to say also similar vote in the Shlah, but slightly differently. But it could be, using a Racham HaKadosh in Parshas Hazino, you could say the Shlah in the Pasuk as well. The Racham HaKadosh says that Midas Adin, he also learns that Midas Adin, the Tchila Olav Machshav is not just a Psah. Tchila Olav Machshav has dissipated, a change of mind. He says there's a Midas Adin is for Shamayim. The Racham HaKadosh is Machadosh, it's a Chiddush to me, and Shamayim is also Shaykh HaMidah. In other words, the Rebbein Shem judges Malachim, and he judges Seraphim, he judges. There's also a midah how the Rebbeinu Shem judges Malachim. So he says, even though midas din was all of machshava lafon, that stayed in Shemayim. When Shemayim, when it comes to Yigdal Malachim, then it's shaykh to midas din. In Oretz, in this lowly world, then the Rebbeinu Shem has to be mashat from midas din to midas rachamim.
So don't do any
of it. Oh, so then, and the says, he brings the riyas that the Rebbeinu Shem goes and judges Malachim as well. The notion is. As I was saying, to me, it was a bit of a chiddush how he goes along and what's he brings rias to it. I can't say chashdein ganzen how they go and judge Malachim. Chashdein Malachim is a oimid. About Kaponim, he says, Malachim is a chafezin. Yeah, I said to say, what does he mean exactly? It's a yitzhar for Malachim. Shailim, forget, Shailim Kippah, Shailim Malachim, Shailim Yitzhar, Shailim Kinder, Velay Sinner, Velay Tachnis. I don't know what these things are. But as I state, the Rebbeinu Shleim is in Shamayim, he uses the Midas Adin to judge Malachim, and it comes in this world, the Rebbeinu Shleim is shot to Midas Adin and Midas Adin. But here's the Pshat Zazai, Bereishis Bore Lekim, it's a Shamayim as Oretz. The Gabba Lekim, Shamayim is next to Lekim, Midas Adin. When it comes to Be'im Asayis Hashem Lekim Eretz for Shamayim, Midas Adin and Midas Arachmim is primarily for Oretz. That's why Eretz is before Shamayim over there, in other words. Midas Adin is used for Shamayim, and Midas Arachmim is used for Oretz, as I state in Erechem HaKadosh. In Erechem HaKadosh, Pashas Hazinu, the Lashon was a famous pasuk, Hazinu Hashemayim Ba'oretz, Hazinu Hashemayim, Vesishma Oretz Imrei Pi, use the Lashon Hazono with Shemayim, and Shmiya with Oretz. Hazono is always from close, and Sishma is always from far. So Erechem HaKadosh, many Pshat in my Lashon is Hazinu Hashemayim, and why is Vesishma Oretz. One of the Pshat in Erechem HaKadosh says, Hazinu Hashamayim. Hashamayim means the Tamid Hava Tzadikim, the Tamid Chachomim, the great people of the world. They're Hazinu Hashamayim. They're Korev to Rebbeinu Shem. They're Korev to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Lashon Hazon is used, Hashamayim. Sishma Oretz is the rest of the world. The rest of the world is far from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Meile Basishma is a Shemur Rechaika, a far Shemur. So you see Al Kaponim, the Rechaim HaKadosh says the word Hashamayim is used in regards to Tzadikim, and the word Oretz is used in regards to the rest of the world. But if you use the same word Rechaim HaKadosh, it fits nicely with the Shlah. Bereishis Bore Lekim Es HaShamayim Ves HaOretz. The Midas Adin is taki used primarily for Shamayim. For Shamayim doesn't mean Dafka Shamayim. Shamayim means for the Tzaddikim. Whereas the B'yoyim HaSeis HaShem Elekim Eretz V'Shamayim, the Eretz is next to HaShem Elekim because the Eretz is for the rest of the world. The rest of the world is taka being done according to Midas Adin, which is a shittif to Midas Arachman. I saw brought down Chonon Wasserman, he's got to Kovitz Mamorim on a Torah. His son brings a pshat, which also fits very nicely. We find also, not only the Gabba Midas Adin and Midas Arachmim, there's a Tchila Olad Machshava. We find also the Gabba the Oyer itself, the first creation. Vayom Elekim Hi Oyer, Vayihi Oyer. So what's the Vayom Elekim Hi Oyer, Vayihi Oyer? So Shleit and Rashi also a similar thing. Rashi said, Tchila, the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to create an Oyer, which is for Tzadikim. Aber der Benishim saw Shein Lekium, der Benishim said, Azah Oil, the Gemara Chagiga Bemis. The Gemara says, he saw the such oil, a person is really Misoifa Oil and Baat Soifai, and it's Ein Letoiv Le Rishoim, not good for the Rishoim to use such an oil. I can't remember when I saw it, I think I saw someone in the Medrash once, that the oil was Azah Oil, which you could see Mamish Kol. You could see what's going on by Yenim, you could see Mamish Hakel Bakel Mikkel with the such oil. And the Rosh goes along and uses such an oil, Pshat is you can use the oil to go along in Gamva, you can use it, you could see through to people's houses, into people's saves, into people's oil. You could use the oil to be able to meddle and to mess into other people's lives, which would be a problem. Bemela, the Baishim took the oil and was going is it, the Tzadikim lasid lovi. So you also see Azar Sad oil, which the Baishim had the oil which was for Tzadikim, but the oil still said he was going is the oil in the world, and that oil was used, Taka, for Tzadikim alone, and oil which was left over is the oil left over for Hashem. Emes over the Yom HaNayrom, he said many times the piyut, oil oilam ba'it sachaim, oiris me'oifel, oma vayehi. Even though you don't say piyutim, but that's that shtick that everyone seems to say. Oilam ba'it sachaim, oiris me'oifel me'yehi. Posh the touch. Oilam ba'it sachaim is mamish the same as Rashi saying. The oil oilam, the oil agon is ba'it sachaim, the Rebbeinu should put it away in the itza, stored away. Oiris me'oifel, oma vayehi. Vayehi oil, which we have, that's the iris me'ofel, that's the dark oil, that's the iris which are left, and which we thank the Rebbeinu every day for, the Yitz Oyer of Oyer Cheshach, that's the iris me'ofel, Oma Vayehi. That's what Moshe B'chin of Rashi, which is two iris. One is for Tzadikim, which Rebbeinu Shem hid. Once again, we see the same B'chin again. There's a world, the Bereish is born in Lekim, which is for Tzadikim. There's another world, which wouldn't have a Kiyim. When we use properly, as the Rebbeinu Shem goes along, and uses that world and makes the world as well to be able to accommodate the people in the world who are not talking on the level of Tzaddikim, and they have the normal eye.
He also asked the same question that Kilo changed.
So I'm saying he didn't change. I'm saying the same beginner. He didn't change. He's got this eye. He was going as it. He created the eye which was Tzaddikim. It's not change. It's two beginners. Yeah. There's a beginner in the world for Tzaddikim, and there's a beginner in the world, a Kiyum in the world for those who are not Tzaddikim. In other words, there's a world for those who can use the world as it is.
Yeah, same by Lev Yosson.
Same way?
Leviosum, fish.
Got
that.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. Saw that the world wasn't going to continue,
so
they had to take a female away.
Yeah, so in this Bechina, with Yishla, it's very good. The Pshat, there's two Bechinas in the world. There's not a change of mind. There's a Bechina of the world which can be used for Tzaddikim. Moshe had two Anhoggas in the world. Anhogga of Midasadin, Anhogga of Eiris of Eiragonus. There's Anhogga as well, of Midasadin, Midasirachim, together with the Eiris Me'oifim. I saw it, Bechonim brings down from this. Is this? Not changing mind. It's not shaykh to change your mind. We said that before. That's what we said. Okay, that's the Rashi. Okay, Enoch Hashem doesn't mean change his mind. He took another mahalach. Okay. The Rashi is clearly it was no change of mind. Rashi says. Kol mokem, there's a change of anhoga. Doesn't mean to change your mind. Till now you're manigazah anhoga. Then now you change. Doesn't mean change. Then he thought originally it changed. But anhoga of the world for tzaddikim is anhoga of the world for bein in the mirashim. Interesting, if you look in the Pasuk, it's also well done, it's on. Oyr oylem ba'itzachayim, oyr is ma'ofer, oma vayehi, chagzin gebracht, that, what's taka the pshat? Everything in the Baruch Hashem created the world, he created, the person has to know what to do with it, what to use it for, what it can be used for, in other words, and also how to use it. He says, Moshe Lamar Dovah, he brings out his Magashimit. He says, Moshe Lamar Dovah Dovah, he says, you give a child a camera, a little boy, a little child a camera. A kid, I mean, we're talking about a baby. So the baby looks at the camera and turns upside down and decides, oh, this is a Gewalde Gezach, I can use this camera as a hammer. So he uses it the whole time and he bangs it and smashes it up and down and he knocks this and he fixes this with it. The kid said, that's his concept of using a camera. It's Vashtetzach, you can use a camera as a hammer. If you want to. It's a heavy thing, and you can use it as a camera, a hammer. It's a Gewalde Gezach. I'll be your Makalka of the camera. An older person, Shashleit Besser, looks at the camera and uses the camera for what he's meant to use the camera for, to take pictures with it. That's the older person. I'll be a younger person, a person who's his not entwickled yet, he can go along and use the key, he looks at the camera and he uses it for the wrong thing. The Rebbeinu Shem also creates the world by Mr. Oyre, the Oyre who had gone in the world. What to use it for, but how to use it as well. In other words, a Rosha is a shtekel pshay, hasn't a seich, is not a, or a bainly, whatever it is, a seich is not a, if I shtekel is against what the world's used for. The melee, the Baruch Hu had to be goyness, the oira agonus, Because the person will take the thing and use it for the wrong thing. They'll take the Eir HaGonos and use it for the wrong thing. And the tzaddik knows exactly when he sees the world exactly what's for. He knows exactly what to use, not only how to use everything or what to use everything for. He knows exactly what to use everything for. Mamela, that's the same beginning. The world was created for tzaddikim, but those who understand how to use the world. The world is also created the way you have to take some things away from the world and keep the world going for or put it aside or hide it. In other words, the ketanim, the naironim, shouldn't be able to use the world wrongly for the wrong benefit. Those are the two bechinas of a world for tzaddikim and a world for rishayim and beinim. If you look at the pasuk, the anhog of the world for everyone else besides tzaddikim, the notion of the pasuk is b'yom hiborom. The notion is b'yom aseis Hashem elokim. After sheni, eidet tosh mayim v'aretz, not b'yom hiborom. B'hiborom. And the word behiborom is two pshatim in behiborom. As Rashi says, the first pshat is from the Gemara in Menachos. Behiborom, behiborom. There's a yud kei. Kibakar Hashem tzur elamim. The Bereshit created the olam haba with a yud, and the olam hazeh with a hey. And everyone knows the Gemara. Why was the Bereshit created the world with a hey? The lamdecha kan sha'olam hazeh nivra behei. Remes sheyod harashoyim lamata. The hay is open at the bottom. You can't stand in the bottom of a hay. And Mameda, the world was created in a way that the Rishoyim fall down the whole time through the hay. So Gresh, Shastuma Mikolt, still there. From all sides it's closed. And the Rosh has trapped the world. You're trapped in the middle. And from the bottom you're open. You're standing in a bottomless pit. And Mekitza, you can fall and fall. That's it. Remez Rishoyim. Remez, Kamosha Hay Psucha Lamata. Kacha Oilom, Psucha Lamata, the Red is Shom Rashoim. Misat Shendi, the hay has a shtickle leg on the side, and we can climb up on top of the leg again and come back in the world and do tshuva. That's the Oilom Psuach Neshovim B'tshuva. And the Gemara says you can't go, why do you have to have a gap on the side? The same exit that you exited, you can go back up again. As they fate the Gemara. Says the Gemara Menachos is very hard for a person to, it's impossible to go back the same way again. You always have to find a new way to be able to come back again into the world. You have to be able to Pesach, last of Tshuva, you have to come back again. This is the Gemara Menachos. That's why the world is created with the hay. But the Chizeng Abenet is also, it fits a nice little saying. But the Chizeng Abenet, I think I saw in the Rishoy, I asked the Kasha, what's the Pshat? The world was created with the hay. For Rishoy, because the world is for Rishoy. The hay is there. For Hashem, Yud's for Eidim Abba, and this world is hey. Hey, why hey? Because hey, Hashem can come down. He's very marich on it. But Amasa, if people were saying the Pshat is the school for the Pasuk, okay, there's a world for Tzaddikim, which is born of Amid Sadin, that's Bereshit is born of the Kim, Sashmaim, Sashoretz, that's the Shemaim, the Himmel, the Convention, the Tzaddikim, that's Elikim. This possibly, Masaisa, Hashem, Elikim, Eretz, Shemaim. That's Taka the world for everybody else, the world where people fall Taka, the world for the world, world the place we need Midas HaRachamim, Meshatav Midas HaDin. That world is the world of Hay. That world is the world where Taka people fall and they keep coming back and doing Tshuva. That's the world of Bora, Shittav, Midas HaRachamim, Le Midas HaDin. This is the Welt. Unser Welt, the world which the Bereshim is not, that was Olad Machshav Alafonach, the one of Akim, just the Midas HaDin. That's the world with the Hay, Taka which was Bora, for Midas HaRachamim, Midas HaDin. Misacheni, we find, which also helps a lot, the word behiborom. The word behiborom is also Avrom. This is the Chazal. Behiborom, the oisis behiborom, is the oisis of Avrom. What's the how the oisis of Avrom fit in to the word behiborom? Well, state Avrom Avinu was the first tzaddik that wasn't stamazoy for himself. Avrom Avinu was a tzaddik who was machzis kol ha'olam kuloi. He was ava ma'in goyim nesatich, ava ma'in makar degerim. He brought everybody tachas kamfas hashchina. The same bechina again. The bechina of the hay with people coming back the whole time through the gag of the hay is Avraham Avinu. Is it? So the world of the shitza from the midas harachamim of the behiborim with the hay can only work together. Chazal, the world was created b'shvil Avraham. Avraham was the kids an imminent. Avraham was the one who was mechadish the union of not only the tzaddik having a kiyum in the world, but the tzaddik being machzeh the ganze welt mit tshuva, the avam and goyim esatiicha. The tzaddik himself, who was not only for himself, but he went and he was influenced the whole world. To be able to be chayzer b'tshuva to the Rebbeinu Shteilam, to the Avam and Goyim Nesaticha, to be the Av of Al Agerim, that's the Behiborim, the Avram. I can make a marach zayn asach, but the time is up. Rebbeinu Shem is a helpful taka, we should be zeicher to have a kiyum in the world, the midsayachim and midsayim together, and the Rebbeinu Shmuzayim, the Rebbeinu Shmuzayim, and all the ways to be mekayim tachas habriyah, but daf mekayim zayim. Shams. Thank you.